So toy is a combined substance. Scissors, combined substance. Because once again, we're going to have the people, all the equipment to separate everything inside the landfill. Or inside the recycling plant. And then diapers. Diapers are not recyclable. We've had a huge problem with that. We still have a huge problem with that. It's between 150 and 200 pounds every hour before we get inside our recycling containers. Which ends up costing us $1 million last year. The city $1 million. Because the diapers inside of the recycling container. We only have two people in the recycling plant that take diapers out of the recycling stream. And if it gets squished and starts oozing everywhere and all that nasty stuff, whatever it touches, it's no longer recycled. And we can't do nothing with it. That's why we had to go on the crusade of making postcards and stickers and commercials. We put a commercial inside movie theaters. We did one during the Winter Olympics. This Is Us, is that the name of the show? We put one in somewhere in that spot. We spent, I believe, over $200,000 this year alone just on diaper etiquette. So we are trying our best to curb that. We don't know why people started putting it in there, but they did. Have something else about it. Totally forgot. That's what I do. So, that's about diapers. They all, that's what it is. That's why our fine for contaminating our recycling bin was $25. It is still $25 for anything else. The moment you put a diaper in it, that fine is now $50. And you can take a class to remove the fine. The class basically tells you don't put the diaper in the garbage can. I mean, recycling bin. Simple. It is, but we've had recycling bins full of diapers. Or they'll put it halfway and then they'll go with some recycle on top of it and try to hide it. And there's a word because the truck has cameras in it and it never works. They don't want to keep doing it. So, all of our trash goes to the landfill. Basically, one of the bigger reasons to recycle is to save space in our landfills and make our landfills last longer. We have about 200 landfills inside of the state of Texas. They have about a shelf life of about 50 years. At our current recycling rate, before they're all filled up. Once our landfill is filled up, we have to go and get more space for landfills. That means parks are gone, movie theaters are gone, and other fun building stuff are gone. We have to do a landfill. We have two inside Texas. Two inside San Antonio. One is off of 90 going towards Houston. The other one is off 410 near Old Field Star Road.
Shirts?
No. Okay. No, it's on 90. The other one is off that way. The one over is across the street, well, across the way from Wagner. That one's called the Testament Landfill. That one's going to last about 25 years. The other one has about 25 years left of the thing that we dedicated to it. The landfill is pretty simple. We're going to dig a 60-foot hole in the ground. We're going to put clay and plastic on the bottom of the hole. The reason why we have the clay and plastic on the bottom is because we have to protect our aquifer, which is your drinking water, your bathing water, your cooking water. You got to protect it from the stuff that comes out your garbage can, which we call leachate. Leachate is also what we call garbage juice. You see your garbage can now is leaching water, milk, and all that kind of stuff. That's leachate. If we didn't have that protective surf on the bottom, and we didn't have the pipes, all that leachate will drip into your water, and then you'll end up drinking, bathing, cooking garbage juice. So we have to make sure that we collect all of that stuff. And then we measure it. This right here is basically a well that we go out and make sure that the landfill isn't leaving too much stuff. Here's a picture of some of our trucks delivering the trash. I'm not sure if we brought them out yet. Yeah, we got some brand new white trucks. For our recycling containers. The thing about our trucks is each truck collects different waste. So we have one truck that's dedicated to trash, one to just recycling, and one just to organics. We have to make sure we have the right stuff in there, otherwise we're going to ruin everything in there. This is Temple, Texas. We've made this landfill, filled it up, slapped some gold panels on there. It's about 200 feet in the air. to get all that clean energy.
So is that a landfill?
That is a landfill. That was a landfill.
It's already closed?
It is closed. It actually don't stink that bad. Once you fill it up and close them up, because we have here, that's all Pure Star Road Park. That was a landfill. You see, if you go there, you see the hills? That was a landfill. Once you close it in, it's basically like an egg or a balloon. You close it in, you put extra layers of soil on it, you won't smell it. And we can do stuff like that and create the landfill. Now, this stuff should never be put inside your garbage can. What we consider household hazardous waste. Stuff like your cell phones, your batteries, any electronic, is what we call e-waste. That stuff that goes inside of our garbage can, goes to our garbage truck, it catches fire in our garbage truck. We've got trucks going down the street catch fire because electronics in there, they get smashed, they get hot, they start sparking, they catch up to the fire, to the paper and stuff like that, and then we have trouble. And then any of this chemical waste, household cleaners, poisons, pesticides, paints, batteries, light bulbs, even makeup can be sitting in household hazardous waste. We want to keep all that stuff from out of our drains, from out of our garbage can, from out of our sewers, from out of the environment. Because everybody believes that everything you put inside of the sink is filtered out. It doesn't end up filtering down all that stuff. So basically, as you see here, all that stuff is back up on our food supply. So if you like fish and stuff like that, they'll be eating and swimming in that stuff you put in the drain. So there you go. That's two ways to remember. Before I put that in the drain, would I eat something swimming in it? Now, our green can, which a lot of people may not have, is for all of our organic waste. So any of our yard waste, any of our food scraps, for the most part, bones are a little tricky. As long as you don't put like a big piece of bone in there, it should be fine. And then any of our food soil paper. So that's a pizza box, that's a popcorn bag, that's any takeout bag, any burger box, burger wrapper. Also, shredded paper should be put inside the green can and not the blue. Mainly because that shredded paper is way too small. And it's going to fall through the system and not be recycled. So we want it inside the green can. Cotton balls, dry rinse, popsicle sticks, all that goes inside the green can. No glass, no metal, no plastic, even though they say it's biodegradable or compostable. We still don't want it in there, and no dead animals. Because we've had dead animals inside there. No feces. We've had that. We've had body parts inside of here. It was a finger or something. A hand was in there. Some crazy things in there. None of that stuff inside that green can. Here's the big reason why we should compost our organic material instead of throwing it inside the garbage can. Once again, once you put our organic material inside the landfill, it's going to produce that methane gas, which is 20 times stronger than CO2, which can lead to global warming. So regardless, basically, if you believe in global warming or not, scientific evidence is that the earth is getting hotter. The seas and the waters are getting hotter. The temperature of the earth is rising. The one way we have to reduce that is reducing the amount of methane gas in the atmosphere by composting as much as possible. That just tells you the difference. Here are recyclables. Pretty simple, we think. The four items we want is our paper, plastic, glass, and cans. They all must be clean. We want any dirty materials inside a recycling bin. China was the world leader in buying recyclables. They probably still are by a good margin, but they did cut pretty much in half what they will take because a lot of the states, a lot of the countries were sending them dirty recyclables. United States sent them tons of dirty recyclables, and they no longer want them. So they decided, I think it's called Operation National Sword, but they basically decided they're not going to take a lot of stuff. So we want to make sure all this is clean, so where we're sending through is vital. But your plastic, leave the lid on. For a while, it was take the lid off. Because the lid was made from a denser plastic, not anymore, you can recycle the whole thing, leave it on there. Styrofoam cups and egg cartons can be recycled, but your packaging styrofoam cannot be recycled. Packaging styrofoam, which is the big old box styrofoam, the little pack of peanuts, they have to go inside the garbage can, mainly because those stuff, when they break those small little plastic balls, which we cannot recycle. And they get everywhere, they become a mess, and we don't want them. All of your metal food and drink cans, no scrap metal. You can have bumpers inside the recycling container, a roof, chairs, tables. We don't want any of that stuff. Only your food and drink cans. And with your glass, only the glass that had food and drink inside of it when you bought it can be recycled. So just your jars and your bottles. Take the lid off. Rinse it out, put the lid and the jar in the recycling container. It doesn't matter if the jar breaks, because once it gets inside the recycling container, it's gonna break anyway. But as long as it's not a mirror or a windshield, we've had a sink inside there, a toilet was inside the recycling container, dead animals inside the recycling container, with a shark head, somebody took a shark head and put it inside the recycling container.
So,
you can leave the labels on there, because like I said, it's all going to be crushed and melted. The real reason why we want to clean our stuff out is because the paper is one of those things that once the paper gets dirty, the paper is no longer recyclable. And by dirty, I mean if it gets grease, food stains on it, it's no longer recyclable. So we have to make sure that none of the stuff out of your jar and stuff gets put on there. Like she said, you can leave the lid on if you want to, or leave the label on. It's gonna be melted anyway for the most part. We get money, I say that in quotation because sometimes we don't make money off recyclables, sometimes we lose money, depending on what the product is, how much of it we have. We make our most off of our cans, we make the least off of glass. And by least, I mean we lose $12 for every pound. So every pound of glass we bring to them, we owe them $12. This glass is one of those things that's really tricky to recycle because most companies want glass separated into clear or dark or green. We just throw it all inside of one container and give it to them. They don't like it. But we still do it because we told you guys we do it. And it's kind of hard for the city to tell you something and then backtrack on it. It takes a lot of people voting for whatever reason to do that. And it's in our contract for the recycling plant. One thing that's not up here that was usually talked about was plastic bags. We will still take plastic bags and bundle them, like the Walmart grocery bags, but we really want you to take those to Walmart or Best Buy or Target. They can really get rid of those properly. We get them and they get into our bins and they get into the plants, and sometimes they get wet. And once they get wet, they're useless to us. They get clogged with machines, they break machinery, and we all get in trouble. Those machines are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so the last thing we want to do is clog them up and stick our hands inside the machine to pull them out, which is dangerous because the thing keeps clogging and everybody needs a hand. I think we actually have somebody lose a arm before.
Really?
Yeah. So they'll do it. I don't do it. I don't stick my hand in the machine. they pay very much good money to do that kind of stuff. Biggest reason to recycle is to conserve our natural resources, because it's the kind of stuff that we tend to believe is going to be there forever. And it's not. Stuff like oil is a non-renewable resource. Sand is a non-renewable resource. And rocks and minerals are non-renewable resources. That kind of stuff that we use, continuously use too much, we run out of it. Especially oil. As you see, the gas prices keep jumping up and up. And then that one time we ran out of gas and everybody went crazy for like a week, week and a half. So we want to save as much oil as possible, but we need to recycle all of our plastic. this air and water pollution is a lot serious than a lot of people like to believe. As far as the air and water pollution we are doing to our planet, big sources of air pollution, transportation, a lot of places are experimenting with laws that limits when you can drive and when you can't drive. Like Mexico is one of those places where, depending on your license plate number or depending on your last name, you can drive on certain days and certain days you can't. Like, I can drive on Monday, but I can't drive on Tuesday. So some places are doing that. A lot of places want you to carpool. Because the less cars on the road, the less air pollution. Waste management, household energy, dust. And then they also, there's a show on Netflix called Cowspiracy. It basically tells everybody to become vegan. We will eliminate the amount of methane in the atmosphere that comes from the cows. Which is not entirely untrue. Maybe a little bit exaggerated. But the more animals and stuff that we grow to eat, the more waste they have. With that waste, they do produce methane gas. So that is one theory to it. Clean energy, we are getting there. We're not quite there as far as being totally off our renewable resources, so we are experimenting more with this. A lot of places give you a discount or a rebate if you have solar panels on your house. And wind turbines do not cause cancer, as our president said. No, he said the noise from the wind turbines cause cancer. It's not true. It's not how even that works. The same thing with global warming. Just because it's cold doesn't mean global warming is not real. Single-use plastic. Like I talked about the plastic straws, a lot of places want to do away with single-use plastic because it does leave a huge carbon footprint. They will be around for hundreds of years, and they end up entering our food chain. Here's one example of why we need to get rid of single-use plastic. It takes a 4 of oil and 3 liters of water just to make 1 liter with the water bottles. So that's why a lot of places, I know here they have the water fountain station with the dripping. A lot of places are moving towards that. They're trying to get away from the plastic water bottles just because of this. And these are not meant to be used over and over again. They are meant for one-time use. And if you have to have it inside your car, you shouldn't drink any hot water bottle if it's sitting in your car. Because the water is fine, but the plastic bottle is oil. And if you leave it in your car and it gets hot, it starts to melt, it starts to seep that oil inside your water. So you want to stay away from that as much as possible. And stuff like our plastic bottles last in the ocean about 450 years. Plastic bag, it says 20 years to break down, but the remnants of it can last about 40 years. A lot of our plastics and our cans are in the water longer than we're here and then when we're gone. We have to make sure we keep it out, especially our fishing nets, which you will see a lot of our animals get caught in, old fishing nets. And then we do have these five gyres, which are five trash vortexes. The biggest one is the North Pacific Garbage Patch. It's about twice the size of Texas, of just plastic. It's about 100 feet deep of plastic and trash. We lose about 1 million fish every year because of the plastic and trash in the ocean. 98% of all albatross babies have plastic inside their stomach. One in three mammals. We found beach whales and dolphins, and turtles, and sharks that have died from ingesting plastic from out of the ocean. They say, I can't remember the number was, but in about 20, 40 or 50 years, there'll be more plastic in the ocean than there are fish. So we have to, as much as possible, get rid of most of our plastic and then not trash our oceans because we only have the oceans we have. And then the careers in solid waste. So waste is one of those careers that's going to be around for a long time because you're going to always have waste. There's always going to be somebody to pick it up. There's always going to be somebody to separate your recycling out. You're going to need people to deal with it. You don't know how good we have it until we don't have it. There are a lot of third world countries and a lot of countries, period, that doesn't have consistent waste management, which leads them to have child piles of trash in the streets, on top of houses, in the water. This place in San Antonio that didn't have very good pickup for a while. And so all these careers are involved around waste. You have drivers who make between $100,000 a year picking up trash. Some of our managers at the solid waste make over $100,000 a year. Our director makes between $150,000 and $200,000 a year, just making sure that our program with the city is running correctly. And if you ever get on the city, it's a good deal. We have tuition reimbursement. So if you go to class and you make an A, you'll get 100% reimbursement for that class, for tuition. And then we have a new plan going out where if you work for the city, they will donate, I guess you could say, donate $50 a month towards your student loans. And so, you know, well, yeah, these are all the careers that we have with these solid waste. Whew, any questions?
Need to ask a question.
هتلو في الموية هتلو في الماء ولا الهواء ولا التلوث بشكل عام.
I started working here. I ran track at Troy University in Troy, Alabama. I'm from Florida.